spitter. Huh? Heb je zin om met mij een avondje te gaan stappen?
Wie denk je wel wie je bent?
Ik heet Moppie, ik ben een lekker wijf. Met een heel mooi lijf. Ik hou van zoenen, huh? Lekker lang zoenen. Met mijn blonde haar krijg ik alles voor elkaar. Gouden ringen en dat soort dingen.
Neem een ander in de maling, vrouwen horen het thuis.
Systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Boom! Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is a Monday, January 19th, 2009. My name is Matt.
And my name's Braden.
Yes, and this is our show, episode number 143. Thank you so much for everybody checking out the Monday Night Podcast. We have a fantastic show for you this evening. If you are listening live, thejamhole.com/feedback is where you can type shit. We will read on the show. Or, what's the number?
I don't even remember it.
Are you kidding?
I seriously don't.
406-204-4687. Give us a call if you got something to say. Try and keep it relevant. We do have a voicemail real quick. We might as well... Where's my fucking shit sitting on it?
You got
Excuse
that?
Me. Got. Hey, I'm good. All right. Yes, we got a voicemail real quick. I would like to play for you all.
Hey, Matt, it's 26. I'm having some car issues. So, like, if I let go of the driving wheel, it immediately, like, turns left. So I have to, like, constantly turn to the right while I drive. So I'm risking my life while calling you. I also wanted to mention that your intro to the voicemail reminded me of that thing on, I think it was on Distorted View where it's like, you've called 1-800-WET-SHIT. Oh, man, that shit was so fucking funny.
Oh, God. I love his voicemails. He never disappoints. After we told him, like, if you're going to call and leave us messages, make sure they're good, make sure they're funny, don't ever let us down again.
And that just made it so he's the only one that leaves us voicemails.
Everyone else is like, man, that's too much pressure, man. Fuck that shit. Fuck. Yeah, so thank you, guys. If you do want to call and leave us a message, do that when the show is not live and it should go right to voicemail. Oh, my fuck. So, real quick, remember I was talking about that girl I met at Bojangles?
Yeah.
Perfect, right? Gorgeous, 25, no kids, just, like, wow, right? Finally.
Well, yeah, if that's perfect, well, I mean, there's a catch.
So, remember, she was over here with her fucking friend that was just, like, the fucking urban cougar of Kalispell. That's so mean. But she's
Wait,
like...
what?
The urban... Don't you dare make me feel bad about that.
I'm not. I just. I don't know.
Because you made the comment. You're like, dude, how old is her friend? She's got to be in her 50s.
It's true. Well, she is almost.
Right. So they were over here and then they left and then, you know, we did the show and stuff. So I call her after the show and she's totally fucking wasted, right? Which one of the things I told her, I was like, I don't date girls that drink, which is probably a big reason why I can't find, you know, a nice girl besides resorting to what my mom wants to do and go the eHarmony route. So
is that going to happen?
It might. I just haven't had time to fucking sit down and, like, make an account and do... I've never, like, even looked at the site, so I don't know what all it takes. But that's besides
I really think he should do that.
I just know, for the show. I know. Is that a good last resort? See, Viola Chick says she need a chaperone. And yeah, that's the girl that was like, I can't give you my phone number, I'll give you my friend's phone number. And like you were saying, so then her friend has to deal with all the crazies that call her and shit. Which, now that I've kind of talked to her friends, like, I think she kind of did like it, the attention, because she's... You know, you have two girls. One is, like, the one everyone wants to get with. And then the other one's like, oh, is this, like, buy one, get one free? Because I really only want the one. Like, the other one can just go the fuck home, you know?
The other one's, like, another 20 years older.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, that's the one. So, I call her, and she's totally fucking just wasted, which seemed kind of weird to me, because she said, she's like, yeah, I barely drink, and that whole real immature vibe she put out.
Wait, when she was here?
No, remember, she left.
Right.
Because her friend's boyfriend took the key, you know, that whole mess. Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm not going to go back into it. Listen to Friday's show towards the beginning, and you guys can hear about what happened. So yeah, she left, and I was like, all right, I'll call you after the show, and I call her, and she's totally fucking wasted, which kind of made me take a step back and be like, that kind of sucks. But then, then she proceeds to ask me what I'm on. Like, be me, and I'll be her. What are you on? I'm so hyper. No, wait, I'm drunk. I'm so drunk. What are you on?
I'm not on anything.
What are you on? Don't lie to me. I know you're on something.
I'm not lying.
I'm drunk. What are you on?
You're the one that's on something,
so
bitch.
So that's how it went. She was totally fucking wasted, but then she's drilling me like I'm on drugs or something. And I told her, I'm like, you know, I've been done with that shit for a while now, and I'm not, you know, I don't have any inkling to go back to it or anything. And she, I guess, just had trust issues, which goes back to the whole thing about how she can't be with a guy without her friend there, because she can't be alone with another adult, you know, because she can't fucking...
The cat is totally just licking her ass right on camera.
Really?
It looks so funny on the camera.
Jamel.com/live video. Yes. Yes, indeed. You will not only get to see us and our beautiful faces.
Yeah, it looks like she's eating her ass.
But once in a while, you will see the cat eat her own asshole. God. How many other shows have that going?
Yeah, you don't see that on Keith and the Girl.
Yeah. What's up now, bitches?
Yeah.
Oh, so yeah, she's like, what do you want? I'm like, I'm not on anything. Why do you keep asking me this? And she's like, well, I noticed it, and my fucking urban cougar friend noticed it. Your pupils are really dilated, and you're acting all twitchy. What are you on? And I'm like, I'm not on anything. I wasn't on anything. I smoked a little fucking weed.
But that doesn't count.
Yeah, exactly.
And that make your eyes red, maybe.
So she totally doesn't believe me. So I'm like, I start explaining it to her. I'm like, first of all, listen, bitch. If my... No, I didn't say that. Because, see, this was before I was like, you know what? Fuck this
shit. You were still trying. But
yeah, right. This is me giving a shit. So I'm like, you know what? The drugs I used to do, if anything, made my pupils real pinpointy. Opiates, when you fucking shoot opiates, it makes your pupils pinpointy.
Yeah, they
not
just
all,
are gone completely.
Right. Not all fucking dilated, like she's saying. And she's like, well, your eyes were dilated. You had to be on something. I'm like, I remember back to this thing I read a long time ago that these scientists were doing a study about when people look at an image of the person they're in love with, or if they see the person that
they
like.
Or just someone they like, yeah.
Right, their pupils will dilate. Right. It's that euphoric release in the brain, serotonin, that makes your pupils dilate for some fucking reason. So I try to explain that to her. First, I explain fully about the drug thing. The shit I used to do made them go the other way, not get all dilated. And she still just, like, got this bitch-ass fucking attitude that I just want to, like, reach through the phone and just fucking, like, nicely open-palmed, say the pimp's prayer, and just fucking smack a bitch. But I'm not like that, so I didn't. As much as I wanted to. So I explain that, and then I start explaining the whole fucking euphoria, looking at people you like, pupils getting dilated thing, and halfway through that, I'm like, you know what? I shouldn't even have to fucking explain myself to you. You should fucking trust me, and if I tell you I'm not on something, I haven't lied to you yet, why the fuck would I lie to you now? And she, that was, she was
That's
like,
it.
Whoa! Like, holy shit. Yeah. Did you just yell at me? It's like, well, what the fuck? You don't understand English? No hable English? Like, what the fuck am I supposed to say? I was pissed at the time because she's drunk and then she's bugging me about what the fuck I'm on. Like, that right. just, that kind of pissed me off. So I didn't go into
this
thing.
Well, yeah, that's kind of hypocritical.
Exactly. So I didn't go into this thing in a very positive manner. Like, I kind of had it in the back of my head, like, this is probably going to be the last time I ever talk to her. So I did, dude. I tried my hardest. I did like her for,
that
you know,
one lasted, like,
I know,
what,
that's,
a couple days?
That's a new record. A couple days, no singular interaction, no phone number.
Yeah, you were never even alone with her.
So I tell her that shit, and I'm like, you should just fucking trust me. And she's like, well, I have to think about it for a couple days. And when she said that, I was like, you know what? Don't even fucking bother. And I hung up.
Wow.
So, what do you do?
Viola Chick says our little Matt's growing up.
What does that have to do with growing up?
Because I'm very proud of you.
Because I didn't lay down and let her walk all over me and be like, I'm sorry, I was on imaginary drugs. I shouldn't have done that around
yeah,
you.
Yeah, because that's
even
what,
though you're at home getting wasted with your whore 50-year-old friend, you bitch. And now I can't go eat at Bojangles. And I really enjoyed that place. And now, now I have to find a new...
You need to quit picking up girls at places you go.
Is that...
Like, you can't go to Sykes? You
women
can't go to Bojangles?
No. I can
pretty
go...
Pretty soon, you're gonna pick up a girl, like, you
like
know, delivering
randomly
water?
At the, like, randomly at the gas station?
No, or, yeah, like, at Anna's or delivering water, and you're not even gonna be able to do your job anymore.
Right. How... Yeah, because everywhere... Where you go? I'm sorry. So...
Apparently, my camera has stopped working.
Oh, are you fucking me?
No.
Why are you fucking me, Braden?
I'm not fucking you. Apparently, live video is fucking you, or that computer's fucking
Hold
you.
Hold on just a moment. Okay. So, yeah, that was that. It figured, you know, the one girl I meet that doesn't have any fucking kids and is fairly nice and just, it kind of bugged me from the beginning, though, the whole how immature she acted.
Yeah,
like, I can put
she
up,
acts like a kid herself.
Right, and I can put up with a lot of shit, but that 18-year-old I dated was so much more mature than this 25, like, that just seemed really weird, too. But just, that kind of put me off. Like, I still was willing to see where it would go, you know, of course, because what's the worst that'll happen, you know?
Well, it's not like you got anything better to do.
Exactly. Whoa, Will. Exactly. So, I gave it a shot, and that just fucking, that was, like, on top of the whole, oh, God, I drink a fucking energy drink, and I'm fucking loco in my fucking head. I drink, like, 5 of these a fucking day, and it doesn't even faze me anymore.
Maybe that's why your eyes were dilated. It's all the drugs.
Is that it? Oh, I'm doing drugs now, guys. Yeah. I had
it's all these energy drinks. I'm so hyper.
I was actually trying a new drug. It's something of my own invention. You take a little cocaine, and you put it in a spoon, and then you take some meth, and you put that in the same spoon, and then instead of water, you use Rockstar, and you put the syringe in the Rockstar can, and you fucking draw that shit back, and it looks like piss, and you put it in there, and you heat that motherfucker up, and you put a cotton in there, and you fucking draw it back, and you BOOM!
That's so disgusting.
I'm sorry, that's what I was on. And you know the funny thing is, someone's gonna be like, you can shoot up Rockstar? Really? Oh, shit. And then they're going to go to the store, and then the jam hole's going to be responsible for a death.
And then we're going to be reading
and
a new story on Rotten.
We're going to be on our own list of things that have killed more people than marijuana, but
the
our
jam hole.
The jam hole, bitches. Oh, fuck. So, yeah, then the next day, on Saturday night, I went to work and delivered some food, made some money, and then I had a bachelor party to go to, and I'm 28 years old, I'm almost fucking 29, and I've never been to a bachelor party before.
From the sounds of where the bachelor party was, you still haven't either.
Does it count if, when you walk through it, there's swinging doors and it says saloon above it?
Yeah.
If you follow us on thejamhole.com/Twitter, I noticed there were a couple Twitters like, hey, Matt, your camera phone's not going to take pictures by itself. And
Jesus.
I was trying because there was so much ridiculous debauchery going on in there. But it's a saloon, right? So unless it's daytime outside, the place isn't very well lit. So
yeah.
I tried to take a few pictures, but they didn't come out with my camera phone. So I said, fuck it. But for my first one, I didn't know what to expect, and I was kind of nervous, like, going there and shit.
Why were you nervous?
I don't know, because I
What did you think was going to happen?
I don't know. That's the thing. I've never been to one. Like, I have a lot of friends, but only a few of them have gotten married.
I still think I know what to expect, though.
Well, I mean, from what I've seen in movies and on TV and shit, but this is Montana. Montana is nothing like movies or TV unless you watch A River Runs Through It or Deliverance.
Especially when you're having a bachelor party at a biker bar.
Is it a biker bar?
The Bandit, right?
That would explain all of the big, giant, long-haired, beard...
And all the motorcycles that are parked
leather,
out
front. Fucking YMCA-looking dudes.
There's always motorcycles out there, too.
Yeah, so it was all right, though. We started out in Columbia Falls, which seemed kind of bad to begin with. As we all know, Columbia Falls is where you go to get the clap.
Right.
Or any other problems with your penis, you can go to Columbia Falls. And so I get there, and I go in, I'm twittering, I'm like, here goes nothing, I'm so fucking nervous. I took a picture of the saloon sign, and as soon as I walk in, there's this big fucking Samoan dude at the door. I'm like, oh, Christ. He's like, ID, $3 cover charge. I'm like, are you that cheap? Jew motherfucker, you can't be like, hey, all of my friends, I'm getting married, come to my bachelor party, and then be like, hey, charge $10 at the door. Like, that's bullshit. First and foremost, like, I don't appreciate
that's
that.
That's pretty lame.
Yeah, so I fucking paid the $3, showed him my ID, and he's like, okay, they're all over there. So I go in there, and I just walk into this just mess of crowd of just drunken ridiculousness.
Oh, I bet you.
Bikers just intermixed with people kind of like me. Well, no one's like me, but like that kind of people, and then my friends, and then all the Columbia Falls kids, and then all their little skank-ass hoes.
And you're the only sober person in the bar.
Right, well, I made sure to get fucking baked before I went, dude. Like, on the way there, I was fucking
Did you just make yourself just stone stupid?
Kinda, which might have, I don't know. That might have been why I was nervous, maybe, because I was, like, so
paranoid.
I'm like, oh, God, oh, fuck, oh, God, oh, fuck, I don't want to get AIDS here, oh, Christ. I'm, like, using my sweatshirt to open the door and shit, and I got my fucking Clorox bleach wipes in my pocket, and I'm, like, fucking...
Just wear some rubber gloves.
I know, I should have had the hazmat suit on, just, like...
Bubble boy.
Yeah, the hamster ball. Excuse me, pardon me. Trying to play pool and shit. Oh, man, that would have been awesome. So one thing I didn't know, and I don't know if this is normal for all bachelor parties, but this one, the bachelor had a list. Oh, and real quick, I didn't even tell you who it was. Remember my friend that worked at Perkins and then went to Applebee's and then went back to Perkins and then Perkins burned down? Back. Yeah. That guy who was, like, not my friend anymore because I was shooting
was
heroin.
Was it the creepy guy?
Yeah, well, no, that was the manager, but he was the one I was talking about. I'm like, dude, my friend's turning into the creepy guy. He's going to work at Applebee's the rest of his life, and he's the bartender, so all the little ho-ass fucking waitresses are like, the bartender. you know what I mean.
Right, I know what you mean.
Right, you've been there before.
Hey, for sure.
It's the neighborhood grill.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, that's who was getting married. And, everyone's wondering who... I'll get to who my friend is on the couch here. Just wait. Hold on. This is important.
This is kind of, yeah.
Hey, you don't have a microphone, so you... Shh. Fuck this
They
guy.
Can see you through my camera a little
yeah.
bit.
Here, come sit over here. Come sit over here. Come sit over here. Come sit here. It'll be fine. Come here. Okay, well, come here when I start telling the story of why you're here. Okay, so this... I don't know if all bachelor parties do this. Like I said, I've never been to one before. But if you guys know anything about this or you have your own personal bachelor party experiences, feel free to call in 406-204-GOT-P. So he had a list, and I guess the best man of the wedding makes a list for the bachelor, and he has to do each one of these things before the night's over, which I just wrote down a few of the things. He had to get 25 signatures of females on this white shirt he was wearing, the bachelor shirt or whatever, and then he had to get a bra, he had to get panties. Like, just, he had to go up to chicks in this bar.
And
mind
him,
you,
so
in. So he might have AIDS already.
That's true. He might.
From the panties.
His
and
wife
shit.
Is going to be in for it.
Right. So he had to do that. Body shots. He had to get a lap dance. Fuck. Yeah, all that. So just a bunch of, like, just embarrassing shit, pretty much. That, like, this is the last night you're ever going to legitimately be able to touch another female without having to make up some bullshit excuse about how you were so fucking drunk and you thought it was your wife, but it really wasn't because your wife was at home taking care of your fucking kids and you were, you know... You know what I mean?
I don't.
No?
I haven't okay. been there.
Well, that's what it seemed like. So, that was cool. We went there, and I met a couple kids. And I didn't know it at the time, but I'm talking to these kids, and Jeremy goes and gets the fucking panties, and he's, like, all proud, and he's like, he's fucking just wasted. Like, the whole night, he was a mess. But his last night of fucking freedom, you know, you
well,
gotta...
Well, how else are you expecting to do all those things?
Right, and
that
was, like, the first thing I even said when I went into the bar, and I found him, and I was like, dude, congratulations, I hate to be the one to tell you this, but after tonight, your life is officially over. And he's like... Thanks, Matt. I'm drunk. Like, it didn't even register what I was saying. I'm like, dude, I hope she's fucking worth
didn't
it,
Didn't even
man.
Hear you.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm talking to these kids, and he got the panties and shit, and everyone's making the obvious jokes. Oh, did you smell them first and this and that? I'm like, shit, dude, he's going to fucking take those home, and he's going to put them in his little fucking naughty drawer next to his bed, and every night before he fucks his wife, he's going to roll over, pretend like he's getting a condom, and he's going to sniff those panties, and from then on, he's going to pound her fucking ass. And the kid I was talking to is his fiance's brother. Which
that was
I
good.
Totally didn't know wow. that. It was that, just it, I didn't really know these kids. I was everyone else was
of
yeah.
all people to be talking to.
I know, and I had no idea. I've met his fiance, and like I didn't put it together that oh, you guys kind of look alike. You know, he had long hair, she's got long hair. They got you know that kind of thing. So like just being totally rude and vulgar, like I tend to get sometimes. And it's
all
like,
the time.
It's a bachelor party. Come on, like that's what we're fucking here for. So yeah, I make that joke, and then he's like, dude. I'm like, I know, huh, that's nasty. He's like, no, dude, that's my sister. He's marrying. I'm like, oh, fuck me. That I am so sorry. Hi, my name's Matt.
Like,
I do an internet.
As it turns out, I gotta go home now.
No, and as it turns out, they ended up riding with me. So we finish up there, and it's getting kind of shitty. Like, they have a live band that's kind of a country biker kind of thing. And they're obviously not wanting us here. Our friends are playing fucking hip-hop out the jukebox and shit. And the actual bartender, like, paused the jukebox. Like, they have a control for it. So none of that was happening. So we head to Kalispell. And the first place we go to is Scoreboard. And so we're there. And these kids ride with me. And they ride down there. And the whole time I'm telling them about this show and stuff. Because they're like, you know, what do you do? And just making small talk. Just kind of bullshitting and stuff.
Being drunk.
So, yeah. Well, yeah. And they weren't even really that drunk. His one friend was. But the fiance's brother wasn't. So it was awkward just for, like, those few minutes. And he's like, nah, dude, it's cool. You didn't know. And even if you did, it's fine. They told me about you. I know. It's
wow.
all good.
How does that make you feel? That they warned everyone in advance that you were coming?
Honestly, I was surprised.
In case you don't want to show up.
I know. I was surprised I even got invited to it, really. Because, like, I don't really hang out with them that much. Like, there's a few of them I'll hang out with. The one kid that's their friend that I was telling you guys about a while back that we were done at the bar and I went to his house and they were like having this bro moment and then all of a sudden he's like, I think I'm dying and he lays out, excuse my face, he lays out the whole I have colon cancer thing.
What?
Like that kid, it's all these, the same group of friends. The
I
kids,
remember hearing about that.
Yeah, oh, you might not have been here. That might have been a show with Ben. But yeah, it's you can go back and listen to it. I'm sure everyone else has heard it. So yeah, we get to the Scoreboard and they have beer pong there now, which I had no
really?
Idea. Like it
I
was
didn't
weird.
Know you, they had beer pong anywhere.
Yeah, it was weird seeing beer pong tables set up in a place that's not somebody's garage and
right.
shit. Because
yeah.
it gets kind of messy and it just seems weird that like it's all carpet and shit and you know that and just to see it in a bar like this is the same bar they've done the rock paper scissor tournament and stuff like that too and so it was
they
just
have rock paper
yeah.
scissors man
you can, if
we
you,
would
I,
be pretty good at that
I did that once and I beat like the first three or four people and then I got beat twice and then that was it but yeah you can like if you win here you can go to Vegas and if you win that you win like real money like
what?
Actual real money
because you got lucky
for playing rock paper yeah dude
it's like gambling
but if you look online, there's a whole league and an online forums
wow.
like disc golf, like the PDGA.
Yeah.
There's a professional rock, paper, scissor thing, and they are like all
but there's
serious
no skill in that.
There is, though, dude. If you look on there, there's they
you
have
can, like,
all,
psych them out.
It's all statistics of what generally, depending on the type of person they are, if they're more masculine, they'll lean towards rock more because rock subconsciously and subliminally is like a power and a solid force and stuff like that, and scissors and paper tends to be the more submissive one, so generally they won't pull that first. And if you, it's really in depth. Like,
if it's a girl that looks kind of dyke-y, you can
right,
expect
you know,
her to pull
the
out the scissor.
Oh shit, son, the scissor. Oh god. So, oh man, I Twittered this one thing. It was kind of amusing when we were at the scoreboard, or no, it was still up in Columbia Falls. We're all just sitting there, and you know, there's the low roar of the crowd, and everyone's getting drunk and shit. And all of a sudden, you hear my friend's loud, booming voice. And this kid, he can get very vocal.
Who's that?
Jeremy, oh. The kid that's getting married. He's got this deep fucking voice. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you hear, "Pay attention!" And everybody just stops and looks over at him, and he fucking motorboats. Fucking chick off the list. Just some random chick. And she was a big girl, dude, with big old titties, and he just buried his fucking face in him and just like that. And I thought it was funny. That was the first time I'd ever seen or heard the words "pay attention" followed by someone busting out the motorboat like that.
I think that'll be the only time. Also,
yeah, probably. So yeah, we do that, and then we're done at the scoreboard. So then we go to Red's, and this is the last fucking bar. And you know, by this time it's probably about 1 o'clock. So Red's is gonna be the last stop. And we get in there, and it is just, like, fucking hip-hop party. Like, there's a DJ playing.
It Reds?
Yeah, it was kind of weird. But this DJ was so
hey, you know bad. Who's looking for you.
I know, and I was kind of nervous, but then I was like, dude, I'm with so many people right now. All I'd have to do is be like, hey, you see that guy over there? Kick his fucking ass. Hey, Bachelor. Come here. And, like, that would have been it. And I don't know. I wasn't really too worried about it. I was at first because I was really stoned. I'm like, what if this guy, like, because I don't know what he looks like. So what if he.
But what if he knows what you look
exactly,
like?
Exactly. And all of a sudden I'm just sitting there and, like,
what if that guy's your friend?
And then I'm like, oh, Christ. Now I have to kill somebody. Then we have to go rent the wood chipper and the bleach. And then we have to.
Don't bring me into
oh,
this.
Yeah. You're accomplice.
This is your
all
own
the way.
Endeavor.
Every person I kill from the time we started this show till
I never agreed
the
to
time
that.
We end the show with the murder suicide.
I never agreed to that.
You did. You were sleeping, but you did.
That doesn't count then.
Yes, it does. It totally
I
fucking
have to be
counts.
Awake.
I got your signature in blood.
No, you don't.
I actually
you
do.
You really
my friend.
Don't.
I actually
I don't
do.
I believe you.
Okay, so. God damn it, Brad. So we're in Reds and shit, and I go through, and Matt's there, our Friday. Matt. His brother.
Hey, our Friday, yeah, his, when was the
so,
last time Matt
I know,
was here?
So Sean's there, and he's like, so how's, I hear Matt's been my replacement, how's he doing? I'm like, well, actually, he's done you proud. He bailed just like you did. And he's
yeah,
like,
he's doing
exactly yeah, dude, he doing. Followed in your footsteps. Exactly. He's like, no, I just can't interfere
except
with.
Sean did it way longer.
Yeah,
he did
but
time.
Matt filled in every day for a couple of those weeks that you
true.
Started working
true,
and shit.
Yeah.
So we get into fucking Reds, and I go through and I say hi to everybody, and it's, you know, the fucking, as you're walking, it's like the hand slap pound, fucking hand slap pound, just like all through there. You can't make it through without, like, seeing somebody you know, and it's just, I don't know, we're not that famous yet, but, you know, you get hounded when you go to these places. They're like, oh my god, that's that jam hole guy, come here, sign my tits, oh my god.
I'm sure
like,
that's
how it was. I'm so sick of hearing that. It's like,
I
man.
Bet.
I didn't know when we first started this thing that it was going to get this big. And
I
Brayden, I wish I could just turn it
I
off.
I never would have thought that I'd ever get sick of girls throwing bras and panties at me when
just,
I walk by them.
Well, when you run out of room, I mean, where can you put all the bras and panties? Like, I try to wear them, and that doesn't work, and I give them to my fucking mom. And, like, I don't know what to do. I dress the cat up in them, and I do little strip
and there's
teases.
All kinds of creepy pictures of that you can find.
At thejambal.com/pics. No, seriously, you can't. Because I haven't put them up. That's weird. Why do you have to make everything super awkward for me?
I don't know. That's where the humor comes.
Okay, so I go in, and we're hand-pounding. I get to the back, and there's, like, these nice leather couches and shit. And I'm like, that's where I'm at. So I go and I sit down there, and Jeremy comes in with all everybody else, just a big drunken mess of fucking shit. It's so awesome. He's still got the bra on. He's still got the panties in the back of the strap of the bra. He's got, just, he's a mess. He's so wasted. Like, he's just, they push him over there into this chair, and now it's time for lap dances. All the girls dancing to this DJ playing. Like, the music was okay for that kind of music. Like, I understand. It's a club more scene.
Was it like
club?
It
was like
rap?
Clubby kind of hip hop, like Apple Bottom Jeans and.
I hate that.
Get
so.
Low, Shoddy. Like, I don't like it, but I will definitely watch girls dance to it. Absolutely. And I will most absolutely watch my friend get. Lap dances on and look all awkward because he feels kind of bad about it. Like, just gorgeous girls, though. Like, I don't even know where the fuck they came from and shit. Just in a line, he's sitting there like this. Like, just drunk as fuck. He probably doesn't even know what was going on and shit. And this one just tall, beautiful blonde chick comes and starts dancing and, like, grinding her shit on his shit. And he's just like... like, trying to touch her and shit, but he's really fucking wasted, so it's not, and I don't know. So, that, and then she's got a friend, and it's just a whole line of chicks just, like, waiting their turn. And that whole thing seemed kind of weird that, like, you're getting married, and the one thing you do before you get married is go out and touch as many different girls.
Yeah,
as,
I always
you
thought
know?
That was weird, too.
Like, I didn't understand. I mean, I understand, like, okay, that's cool. Maybe it's, like, the whole when I was trying to kick the drug habit thing. It's like, all right, well, one more real good just fucking borderline overdose fucking shot,
yeah, see,
and then I'm done. So maybe that's what it is. It's like, all right, one more five sets of four different girls touching my penis, and then I'm done. And then it's you and me, honey, all the way till death do us part, or you catch me cheating on you.
Because that's
say
the
that
last,
out loud. Oh, fuck.
That's going to be the last night that he can do that.
So is,
without, you know, having a divorce follow.
without losing half of his shit. Yeah. Okay, well, that makes sense then. So the whole time, I'm noticing just all this weird shit, because I'm not drunk, and I'm really not stoned anymore at this point, and I'm just kind of taking it all in. Like, this is all new to me, and I don't really hang out in bars, so it's just the whole vibe, and the DJ, I'm listening to him just train wreck fucking song after song, you know? It, like, people
was
are dancing.
Was he even mixing, or was
he
just
playing?
He was
trying. He was really, he was giving it his all, but it sucked, dude. It was like... Dunch, dunch, blah, blah, woo, woo, fucking train wreck, boom, fucking no survivors. But it's really funny watching people dance because they're all, like, in their fucking rhythm, and then he brings in this other beat that is just not matched up at all, and everyone, like, has a seizure and shit. Like, they don't
like,
know.
Oh, I'm trying to catch
so
it.
So they just, like, stop and look, and then they're like, oh, I like this song, and then they start doing it again. But what I really, the main thing I really notice, it I don't know if it's all girls or maybe it's just the hoes that hang out at this fucking particular bar, but when girls are dancing like that, it almost seems like it's a mating ritual thing.
Is there
just,
a mating call?
Well, not the fact that they're dancing, but the way they're dancing. It's like, I'm sitting there on this chair just fucking chilling, like I'm 50 Cent in the club just fucking chill. I got my guns, I got my boys, I got some bitches, my fucking Cristal, my fucking
I'm sure
my Covalthier,
yeah,
you know,
sure.
Just fucking
it
chill.
Reds
exactly. In Montana being white, yeah, totally, you know what I mean, you know,
yeah,
my
I'm sure you could just roll
right.
Up into Reds,
I mean,
and
my
order a bottle of
was
Cristal.
Fucking on fire, it was ridiculous. So I'm watching this, and it totally, it's like from start to finish. So the girls, they're dancing, and the whole thing. So when you mate, it's a lot of hip action, right? When you're fucking, it's a lot of this, and a lot of fucking this, and a lot of fucking this. You know, like...
I guess so.
So when they're dancing, it's like they're looking for a guy, and they'll catch his eye, and then they'll be like, watch how good I can gyrate my hips. I'm a good reproducer. So then... So they're doing that, and they're starting the mating ritual, and they'll catch a couple guys' attention, and they'll fucking be like, come here, and the guy'll come here. And now it's the girl's turn to see how good the guy can mate, right? So now we have a guy and a girl practicing their mating ritual.
Just like birds, how they do those dances.
It seems so weird. Like, the music was the fucking the bird mating call, and then the girls are like... look at my pelvis. And the guy's like, oh, she's interested. Look at my pelvis. And then they do it together. And if while they're dancing, it works, then they go home and they fuck unprotected and they have kids and then they have, you know, all that bullshit. And if it doesn't work, then she goes on to the next guy, entices him, shows him how good she can move her hips. The guy goes up, shows her, and then they do it all over again. But, like, all night, very cyclical, you know? Like, it was just weird watching it because you can... If you pick out one particular female and then watch her move throughout the thing, that's what they were doing. Like, she would go
guy
and
guy.
Be like, you're too scrawny, you're too fat, you don't move right. Like they're looking for the one guy that can move with her so that to get optimal mating efficiency, so to speak, you know? Like, it seemed very, very weird, very... awkward, almost. Like, you wouldn't do this in any other setting, but because it's dark and like the mood, and maybe it goes along with the kind of music the DJ was playing or something, that like that's like the oral A-U-R-A-L equivalent of Spanish Fly or something. It's like, guys hear that music and their dicks are like, yeah, oh shit, so I'm in the mood to fuck something, let's go, oh shit. And then, you know, the girl comes over and she's like, I'm in the mood to get fucked by something. And then they're like, oh, I have an innie, you have an outie, let's put them together and make, you know, misery or whatever. What do they make, Brayden?
I don't know.
What happens when the man sticks his fire engine in the woman's hoo-ha?
Fire engine.
Oh, Christ. Yeah, so, real quick, I just need to say something to the girl. There was the tall blonde that I was telling you about, right? Her friend. The whole time I'm staring at her, just like, wow, just like watching this happen and shit. And her friend has like the most hypnotizing, mesmerizing eyes. Like, they just caught me and they were like, and I'm sitting on the couch and she kind of looks at me and she notices that I'm looking at her. And I'm just like, with my eyes, I'm just staring at her like, holy Christ, she's gorgeous. Like, not even saying nothing, just fucking sitting there. And there's a dude here, and I'm just sitting there. Jeremy's over here fucking puking or whatever he's doing. And she keeps, like, dancing, but so her ass is kind of facing me. Like, look at, you know, you look what I got. Look, I'm going to shake what my mama gave me. And then, so she's doing that for about 10 minutes, and I'm just like... eyes like locked into her eyes the whole fucking time. And finally her friend kind of moves over and she looks at me and she does this thing.
Oh, what?
And I'm sitting there like this. Just like following her, like just fluid, like maybe she was a stripper at some point in time or something. I don't know. I've never seen her before in my life and I probably will never see her again. But
unless you go to Reds.
I don't want to make that a habit, my friend.
Good.
What atmosphere say? I can't think anything as small as alcohol and hormones turning out to be anything big. Like, you don't go...
Doesn't take you far.
No, not. That's not what I'm looking for. Especially not because of the fact that they probably have boyfriends sitting at home or driving around all the other bars wondering where the fuck they at. You know, like, I don't need to get in the middle of that shit. So, I just... She did that, and I'm like, I not really like no, but just like kind of enjoying it. And so she does it a couple more times, and I'm just like, come here. Like, I'm not going to get up, but I will sit here if you want to dance on me or whatever. But I'm not going to get, I'm fucking chilling. I ain't moving from this fucking spot. So she kind of does that, and she kind of gets that look on her face like, are you denying me?
How dare you?
Who the fuck do you think you are? Motherfucker, do you see that shit? I showed him my fucking
assholes.
I showed him my mating dance. I fucking looked at him. I gave him the finger, and he did not get up and show me his mating dance. What the fuck is... Are you gay? Because I used to be a dude. We can do this either way. I still save the fucking... That was going to a bad place. But no, so she does that, and I'm sitting there just kind of... like following her with my eyes and like sending her messages with my mind bullets, like I'm not going to say what I was saying in my mind, but, you know.
You don't have to say
You get the gist of it. Like, holy Christ, you're gorgeous. What the fuck are you doing in this place? What's a fine girl like you doing in a dive like this? You know, many other lines like that come to mind. And so she does that, and I don't get up after she does this. And then so she's like, so she's still dancing, moving her shit. Starts dancing with her friend. Oh, my God. Blonde friend, just tall and skinny and just sexy as fuck, and then her eyes and just, and I'm sitting there like fucking 5 seconds away from just like sliding my hand in my pants and just kind of like doing this thing, you know, but I didn't because we were in a public place, so I didn't. So she dances with her friend, and they're just fucking, they're like, man, if I had a dick and you obviously have a pussy, we'd be fucking right now, like dogs, man, like fucking dogs, just humping the shit out of each other, and I'm just sitting there watching this like, thank you. And so she grinds on her friend, and they do all that shit, and then she goes back by herself and starts dancing again. She turns around and looks at me. She does that again. Yeah. And I'm sitting there and I'm just like, you come here, you know? Like, I'm not going to leave. I'm not getting out. I don't really dance, and I definitely, I don't know. This is Jeremy's day. I'm not going to, you know, like, I don't know. I didn't want to, okay?
You didn't want to what?
I didn't want to.
You didn't
want to
what?
Dance with her. I do. I did, but I didn't. You know what I mean?
Like, no.
Because I don't know, because I would have fucking went up there and then just fucking bent her over and started fucking her from behind or something. I don't know what I'm capable of.
That would have just made your night better.
Plus, I didn't want to get up with a boner, because that's awkward.
That would have, okay.
Okay. So she...
Now I understand.
Right, so you made me say it.
You
great.
Just tuck it into your waistband.
I should have. Thank you. See, if you would have been there, you would have.
I know. I'd be like, bro.
You would have had my six. You'd been like, dude, what are you doing? And, like, the whole time this is happening, these guys that are standing there that are with the bachelor party, they're watching this, and they're like, what the fuck is he doing? Because, like, they were, like, dancing with her and shit, but she kept, like, staring at me. And one guy was like, dude, she wants you to go dance with her. Don't fuck this up. Get up there and dance with her. You can nail that shit all night. And I'm like, I looked at him, and I didn't say anything. I looked at him. With, like, this is my serious face. Mm-hmm. Okay, now this is my look of disgust.
Right.
And then I just looked back at her and didn't say anything. And another one of his friends was like, dude, don't mess with his shit. Like, he's got this. Don't worry about it. And I'm like, yeah, yeah, I got this shit. Don't even fucking worry about it. Don't even trip. So I got this shit. So I'm sitting there, and she finally comes over and then, you know, dances all over me. And I'm just like, huh. And then this dude comes up. Just...
I wonder who this is.
Taps her on the shoulder. Oh, shit.
Oh, hey, honey.
Oh, hi, honey. Like, and, like, she talked to me a little bit when she was dancing on me. She's like, she kind of got close. I'm like, you are fucking gorgeous. Your eyes are amazing. She's like, your eyes are amazing. I'm like, no, your eyes are amazing. You are, like, just so stupid. So then she's doing it, and then the guy comes over, and she like gets all like ice queen, like man, I had to like chip icicles off my balls and shit. It was so cold. I was like, damn, dude, that was like fucking
burn
nitrogen and shit. I know exactly. So she goes back and she starts talking to this guy, and he is fucking pissed. Like, what the fuck are you doing, bitch? You're my bitch. And I don't even know, like, who the fuck he was, or if it was her boyfriend or what. Like, I don't know. So he takes her and kind of, like, not really forcefully, but enough to where you could tell she was like, I'm not done here yet, but I'm with you, I guess, so I have to go over here. Mm-hmm. So after that, she leaves, and, you know, there's other people still dancing on Jeremy's passed out fucking dick and whatever. And the rest of the time, I'm just, like, looking, like, where did she go? This fucking enchanting siren of fucking the Odyssey that just, like, oh, I don't know, man. She got in my head, and I don't like that. Like, I don't like...
Yeah, you're still thinking about
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I don't like feeling like that. Well, not since that. Like, after that night, I kind of fell asleep kind of thinking about it, and then the next morning, I was over it. But, so, I see her, and now she's dancing with this dude and stuff, but she keeps, like, as she's dancing, like, his back is to me, and they're kind of in the middle towards where the bar is, And she keeps, like, kind of turning so she can, like, make eye contact with me. And she's got just this sad look on her face, like, I'm sorry. I'm like, well, what the... Really? Like, tell him to get lost, or come over here and tell me he's bugging you, and we'll all kick his fucking ass or something. Like, I ain't never been in a fight, but that would have been a great first fucking time, man.
At a bar?
At a bachelor party, at a bar. Yeah.
That sounds like you.
Oh, I know, exactly. Like, all this shit that I don't even know what the fuck I'm doing there. But so that happened, and then, you know, she just is gone. Like, I see them, and, you know, that's the end of that. So I... Last call, he's like, all right, this is the last song, and he fucking train wrecks it in. Fucking seizures everywhere. Cool. And
everyone's like, yeah, it's the last time, like, we gotta deal with that.
God, can you just, like, pre-record those and, like, edit out the suck? I don't know how else to explain it, but it was fucking horrible. So, we all go outside and shit, and I see her friend, because she's tall, and I'm not very tall, but I can see her, like, big... blonde head poking out above the fucking crowd. So I'm kind of like lingering around there, kind of like waiting to see if she comes out with this dude, and if this dude's got words for me or whatever, or if he's just like whatever the fuck. Uh-huh. And I don't see her at all, and I'm like, hey, where'd your friend go with the fucking gorgeous eyes that made my dick go like this? Like, where's she at? And she's like, I don't know, but I have her car keys. I'm like, cool, I'm gonna just chill right here. You have her keys. She ain't going nowhere, obviously. And she comes out, but not with the dude. And I'm like, that's weird. Like, what, did you kill him? Like, is he laying in the bathroom with his dick in his mouth or something? Like, what happened?
That'd be good for you.
I know, right? I don't understand this. So finally, she comes out, and they start walking to the car. And by this time, I'm talking with everyone else, seeing where the fuck they're all going. And I look over, and they're like, heading to the car, and I'm like, all right, well, I gotta go now. My car's parked at the office, so it's like, you know, down the street away. So I just walk there, because there was no parking there anywhere. So I'm like, fuck it, I'll just walk. So I walk by, and I walk by as they're getting into their car, and I'm like, have a good night. That was lovely. Like, I don't know. What do you say to that, you know?
And you don't say that.
And the blonde was like, oh, yeah, have a good night, you too. And the other one, like, didn't say anything. So I don't know if she got a talking to, a stern,
probably,
you oughtn't have done that, you know, type of thing. Or maybe, like, you're going to get a couple black eyes when you get home because you were not listening, like a good bitch or something. I don't know. So I just wanted to point that out, like, you know, if you're listening to this, hi.
I'm not surprised that happened.
Not?
Of course. Well, yeah, of course a girl is going to come up to you. Oh, and of course that girl has a boyfriend.
Well, right. I was more surprised that it happened, that she kept, like, there's all these other guys and, like, big jock guys. Like, I'm not built that great or anything. Like, nothing special. And there's, like, all these guys, like, Backstreet Boy looking guys. And she, like, looked at me and was like, you are the one that's going to check my pelvic motion. So that just seemed, like, really weird that it would happen that way. So that was that. And, real quick, you know, our friend, he writes in the show, Christian, the guy that we played with the lasers and stuff. This is for you, Christian. When your plane is done, we're painting it black. We're going to theme it. Like, you know, CSS style. We're going to CSS theme your airplane. And it's going to look like the jam hole site. It's going to be all black. It's going to say Matt and Braden on it. Yeah. No, we can leave that part off. But it's going to be all black, and it's going to have the fucking jam hole thing on it. So
that would be awesome.
I just wanted to let him know through the show that that's what's going to happen.
You're just telling him right now that his plane is going to be the jam hole?
Right. Exactly.
That's weird.
Oh, and that girl, the blonde, she works at Isinger, so I don't know if anyone listens and knows who I'm talking about, if you can get a message to her friend, like, that'd be nice. Have her give me a call. 406-204-4687.
Wait, which one works at Isinger's?
The blonde, the tall one.
The friend?
Right, her friend. The tall one, and then she was the shorter brunette with the beautiful eyes.
Okay.
Good. So, before we do some confessions, you all might be wondering who this girl is.
Well, the left.
Oh, okay. Well, her purse is still here. She ain't going too far.
Yeah, she's outside.
I'm at work, and, you know, I have easy lakeside route today. I'm done by, like, 1 o'clock. I'm just chilling. Oh, I finished that book, The Mind of God.
How's that?
It was very good. Paul Davies is an amazing writer.
How is The Mind of God?
Pretty...
Blow your mind?
Indeterminate, yes. to a point. It was pretty crazy. But so the next book I'm reading is called Synchronicity, and it's by David Peet. So I don't know. It's all on the book list. I updated that and shit. So I'm sitting there reading the new book, Synchronicity. Awesome so far. Mm-hmm. Just crazy. It's about Carl Jung and Wolfgang Pauli, about how they took physics and psychology and kind of merge them into one thing, and they're looking at all these coincidences and patterns that happen in everyday life that people would just dismiss as nothing more than, you know, random occurrences, and they're looking at patterns in these synchronicities pretty much. So it's really interesting so far. So I'm sitting there chilling. Oh wow, Vilichick says awesome book. Have you read that? That's Do you read? Do our fans know how to read?
I don't know.
I know they know how to
type. They can read the chat.
That is a good point. The Although chat that, is already. She says yes. Wow. Nice. I am impressed. So I'm reading that and I'm chilling. And one of the girls in the office, her boyfriend, her boyfriend went off on another construction job. Her purse with all her money, checkbooks, everything was in his truck. She's like, honey, can you, take that out of the truck before you leave? He forgot. She has no gas in her car. Awesome Pontiac G4, that silver one.
Nice.
She's like, hey, can you take the gas card and go fill up my car? And I'm like, yeah, I can do that. So I take the car keys, and I go over to the Exxon. And
driving like 100 miles an hour.
If she's listening to this, I'm sorry, but dude, that car is so fucking fast. maybe it is to me because I'm used to driving my Subaru and the fucking work truck. Mm-hmm. But holy Christ, dude, the shifter, like from first to second, it's so quick. And you're just like, weep, beep, beep. Like, it's so fast. I drove it like it was meant to. Oh, it was nice. So fun, dude.
You drove it like you stole it.
I did, dude. You know that shit. So I take the cut. Jeremy says, damn, Matt, there's a hot chick in the chat. Really?
Wow.
How'd that happen?
Wow, that is weird.
Nice. Don't scare away like you did the other ones. Okay, so I take the car, I go fill it up, and I stop into Anna's to get a bite to eat. And I see this girl sitting there on the fucking thing. And I'm like, huh, hi. And she looks kind of sad, like, just kind of chilling. So I ask Chris, I'm like, who is that? What's up with her? And he's like, I don't know. She's been here for the past couple hours. She's been on the phone a couple times. I think, something happened. She broke up with her boyfriend or something like that. I'm like, huh, well, that sucks. So I'm cooking my pizza, and I come out, and she was kind of, like, making the eye contact and stuff. You want to tell your side of this, or should I? So she's like kind of just looking at me, and I'm like looking at her, and she kind of smiles, and I kind of smile, and I grab my food, and I go sit by her, and I'm like, hi, what happened? And she's like, oh, I broke up with my boyfriend, he was cheating on me and shit, and this and that, and I got kicked out of my house because I like to gamble maybe a little bit, but I don't really. I was just kind of pissed and upset at what happened, and maybe I got a little drunk and my parents kicked me out because my parents are hardcore conservative Christians, which is not cool
Bad
for
news.
When I come home totally fucking wasted, right? Yeah. So she's just sitting there. I'm like, well, what are you doing? Like, where are you going? She's like, I don't know. I'm like, well, do you need a place to chill for a while or something? Like, I'll be off work pretty soon. She's like, really? I'm like, yeah. Like, I just live, 10 miles up the road.
Right out in the middle of nowhere.
Put the black bag over her head so she didn't see the secret lair or anything.
Of course.
Of course, like we always do. I didn't use the chloroform, though. She went willingly, which was kind of weird.
That's a first.
Like, I know. I didn't know how to take it. Like, should I talk to her? Because we're in the truck, but she has the bag over her head. But most times when girls have the bag over their head, they're passed out.
Right,
so it's like I felt weird. Like, maybe I should talk to her. Maybe I should.
Comfort,
I don't know.
Maybe.
Yeah, so we get back here, and I take the bag off her head, and I'm like, here's the place and stuff. And yeah, so that's it. So here she is, and it sucks, I guess, that your parents, especially if they're Christians, like, you're supposed to help people in need, especially your own fucking children.
Seriously.
The time they need you the most, you fucking turn your back on them because they had a little drinky-drinky. You guys have a little drinky-drinky every other fucking Sunday at communion, but that's okay because this is Jesus' blood. So how about I just slit my fucking wrist and mix that in with a little vodka and we can drink Matt's blood? I mean, does that make it okay?
No.
Like, that just seems very hypocritical. And so, we're talking, we end up watching the movie, what was it called? The Last Winter, which is really, actually, I was surprised, except for the ending. Like, I don't want to
really care for it.
I don't want to ruin the movie, but the ending fucking sucks. Picture The Sopranos ending, how it just ended.
I thought
that's what they did.
I thought the whole plot was kind of stupid.
Really? Well, it was silly that, okay, because oil's made of dead dinosaurs.
Right, now they're the ghosts or whatever.
We can use that and say, look, now the dinosaurs' ghosts are coming to fight for Mother. I was anything short of Captain fucking Planet coming out of the fucking ice, being all, go, Planet! And then kicking all the oil digging. Like,
Captain
anything.
Planet!
Yeah, exactly. So. That seemed really fucking weird. Shazam says, huh, maybe she'll thank him in a special way. What do you mean, Shazam? I don't understand. Oh, for letting her stay here? No, I'm not. Like, I mean, I'm not going to say if she throws her pussy at me, I'll take it. But, you know, I'm not going to fuck it. Oh, she says, suck my cock. Jesus, chat! Jesus. She's right here. pardon the internet. What's her name? Betty? We'll call you Betty. Pardon the internet, Betty. So, yeah, that was it. So I brought her back here. And then, so I'm like, do you want to come with me? Or is there a place you want me to drop you off? Because, you know, I'm done with her now. She's obviously done with me and shit. So I'm like, all right. And she's like, well, is it okay if I stay here tonight? And I'm like, no, I have a really good solid streak of falling asleep crying by myself. Like, I'd hate to break that. I'm like, of course you can stay here. Like, why? I got a huge fucking bed. I got a bed out here you could sleep on if nothing else. But I think, you know, everything will be okay. So, I'm like, do you want to go with me and get something to eat? And we got to pick up Brayden because I do this show. And she's like, a show? And she saw, you know, obviously all this stuff. And she's like, hey, I bet you could make some really awesome porno here. You have all the stuff. I'm like, yeah, I have all the stuff except for the women. Like, other than that, we're good to go.
When we were messing.
We can stream live fucking porno for all I give a shit.
When we bought that last webcam, didn't we, like, tell that girl at Best Buy that we were making porn with it?
She's like, oh. Doing a little internet chatting, like, no, we're making porn.
Yeah.
Like, just blunt.
And then Matt
just
looks at me, like.
Yeah, no, like, gay porn.
Yeah.
Like, this is my.
There's not
this,
enough.
You ever seen Pulp Fiction? This is my gimp. You ever seen Deliverance? This is my squeal like a pig. Wow, you really had my back on that one, bro.
Dude, I'm not even paying attention.
Jesus Christ. Hey, Matt, what's a co-host do? Oh, I don't know, Brayden. He talks when I'm drinking?
You left me with nothing to say.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot I had to write your fucking script for you.
No,
Jesus
I just,
Christ,
what am I
going to
say,
Brayden?
Right there? You're in the middle of telling a story. You take a drink.
Oh,
and,
right. Sorry.
Yeah.
You could have been like, la, la, la. Never mind. See, now you're killing even
but
more time.
But I didn't
want to
change the subject.
Now you're killing even more time. Thank you.
It's not even my fault.
Hey, time is something we don't have enough of. I don't know if you know this or not. Maybe you do now that you're actually working and a member, a productive member of this fucking society.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you know, but we
you
are.
Tell me this. Do you have something better to do after this? Because
maybe.
Not like, no, you don't.
Maybe.
No.
Hey, I have a woman to entertain.
Oh, okay.
Gotta get out my book and read up on how to do that. It's been so fucking.
You might want to ask Google how to do
I know,
that.
I gotta Google it, like how to have sex properly. I'm just kidding. We're not doing that. So, I'm like, you know, do you want to come with? And she's like, no, I'm kind of tired. I'm just gonna chill here. I'm like, okay. I just met her, right? Like, keep in mind, I've never seen this girl before. I've never talked to her. I found out her name on the way here. She's like, oh, by the way, my name is Betty. I'm like, okay, my name's Matt, this and that, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, I have never, I know nothing
and
about
her. Freely
this is
her
my
on.
Home, this is all my expensive cool shit. There's a gun in the
it
fucking,
all makes sense.
There's
now.
There's a gun under the pillow in the bedroom if you need it. The cat is named Kitty, you know. Here's some weed, here's some drink, whatever. The fridge is empty, bathroom's there, I'll be back. So I don't think about it, really, until I get to Anna's.
Yeah, I just, yeah.
And Chris is like,
that's awesome.
What happened? I'm like, what do you mean? And he's like, well, you took that girl home, didn't you? I'm like, yeah. He's like, well, what happened? Where is she? I'm like, oh, she's tied up in the closet at home waiting for me. Well, hopefully. That's why I left her. I don't know. She, I don't know where the fuck she might be now, but that's,
she should still be there.
Right. I mean, that. It should last about
tie pretty
an
good
hour.
Knots.
Yeah, I tie good knot. Hey, practice makes perfect. That's something I like to say. Practice makes perfect.
I've had quite a bit of practice.
Tying knots.
Yeah.
Especially when they're moving around. Like, that's hard, man.
I know.
You gotta get that shit tight, and it's, you can't, it's not like you can be like, hey, put your finger here so I can tie this, because they're moving around. They actually don't want to be tied
up.
Well,
that's what the chloroform was for.
Usually. Well, yeah, that shit's
That's why you chloroform them, you know, when you're bringing them over and putting the black bag over the head, and then you just tie them up as soon as you get here. It's all done.
I can't even look at what the chat say. It looked interesting, but
We enabling?
That's what I was starting to look at. Huh. Oh, now I have. Okay. So anyway, so yeah, I'm making jokes. Like, no, she's at home. She's taking a nap or something at my house. And he's like, are you a fucking idiot? I'm like, what? What I fucking do?
And this is coming
from
Christopher.
I know. I'm getting called a retard.
By the retard.
Yeah, exactly. So, and like, I love the kid to death. He's great. He's very young and naive still, like
he's
I was saying
kid,
before.
Yeah.
He's a very good kid, though. So when he expresses his concerns to me in a very serious manner, I'm like, is there something about this chick you didn't tell me? Like, oh, by the way, the reason she's sitting here is because she just tried to rob the fucking gas station, and she's actually waiting for the cops to come, but you just helped her escape. Thanks. So, like, and I asked him that before. I was like, hey, Chris, come here. And we went in the back. I'm like, so who is this chick, really? Like, do you know anything about her? Like, what is there something I should know before I offer her a place to, you know, chill that's not the gas station? He's like, no, she just came in here, she used the phone, and, you know, that was it. So I'm like, okay. So then I get back, and he's like, you fucking, what the fuck? I'm like, what? He's like, dude, you're gonna get back to your house, and all your shit's gonna be fucking gone. She's gonna pawn it all for drugs. I'm like, dude, she's not a fucking drug addict, as far as I know. Don't ask me
how long have you known her now?
Like, what time is it? Like, 4 hours now? I just say, I've got to know her pretty good. I mean, we talked, and, you know, we have a good understanding, I think.
Okay.
So I'm like, dude, she's not, first of all, she's up there with no vehicle, 10 miles out of town.
Mm-hmm.
Anything here that's worth pawning is heavy. You're not walking this shit down. And if she is, we're going to see her on the way fucking back, and we're going to get out and take the shit and knock her in the fucking mouth and be on our way, you know? So he's like, dude, I have a bad feeling about this. And I'm like, I'm 28, dude. I think I can handle my own against a girl, a woman that's my age. And that's another weird thing. She's exactly my age, which is kind of weird. Yeah. So he's like, you're going to regret this. And I'm like, why? What could I possibly be regretting? He's like, dude, she's got problems. Why else would she be sitting here? I'm like, dude, we all have fucking problems. If you were stuck, put yourself in her position. If you were stuck there and some awesome, totally sexy guy came in and threw you the fucking wink, flipped a quarter in the jukebox and did the old, hey, you know, thing, and your pussy got wet, you would appreciate him taking you home, you know?
Hey,
obviously.
You'd think so,
he's
yeah.
like, that is a very good point, man. I'm like, I know. Go ahead.
What's that?
Go ahead.
Do you want me to read that?
Well, I saw it, obviously.
Manifest says, Matt should put a mirror in front of the camera to see if he can start a time paradox, or at least let us see his cam. What?
Or better yet, we'll just face the two cameras at each other.
Yes. Whoa.
Ad infinitum. Infinitum. Fuck.
Something.
Fuck! I rehearsed that phrase so many times last
night. Really?
Tried not to sound stupid. No. But I came across, it was in that book, and I was like, ad infinitum, fuck
over
my
for like an
fate.
Hour.
God damn it, fuck shit, yeah. So yeah, I don't know. We got back, and Brayden's like, what the fuck did you do? And I'm like, you'll see when I get here. And, like, I honestly, though, I'm not in the habit of bringing home random strangers, guys or girls, that I just
meet. Yeah, you've had a lot of bad habits, so that's not one
I
of them.
I know, that's not one of them. Like, I'll be the first one to flip off a hitchhiker, you know, pretend like you're going to slow down, pick him up, and then be like, ah, just kidding. No, I pick up hitchhikers, too. But that's besides the point. I like to think that I have a fairly decent, good judge of character. Like, I looked into her soul, and I was like, man, she's been.
Yeah,
through.
You are. I can tell you're a good judge of character.
You
from
know what,
your
Brayden?
History of
get
ex-girlfriends.
Fucked. Hey, get fucked. That is not my fault. Okay, It's not my fault. Women are fucking completely crazy. Okay. Which is maybe a point for Chris's argument that why did you just take a random one home
right.
to your super secret lair with all of your cool shit. Like, okay.
Way to go.
I can understand
point
that.
For Chris.
But as Jesus would have done, whatever you do to the least of my brothers, you do unto me. I helped her out. I just helped out JC, okay? So
now
if
you God, support
if God.
God
does exist, I'm for sure going up and not down. See, I just got to make sure, you know, got to play both sides of the
so
field.
You're just like every other
hypocrite?
One of them.
Yes, absolutely. I'm awful. A human being. I can't help it. And if I cheat on you, it's because I was fucking drunk.
Okay.
So, and this is going back and forth, and I'm pleading my case, like, dude, she's a really nice girl, she's just been through some fucking shit, you know, we've all been there.
Shazam says, wow, I just want to fix Matt.
You can't, what, that's nothing, no, you can't fix what ain't broke, bitch. You, you can help by sending more of those pictures. I love you, Shazam, for reals. But, like, just seriously, though, put yourselves in that position. You fucking, your boyfriend cheats on you, you break up, your parents say you can't come here, you're at this gas station just wondering, going through your mind, like, what am I gonna fucking do, what am I gonna fucking do? Mm-hmm. And then this kid comes and offers some help. Like, you would appreciate that, right?
Oh, yeah.
You wouldn't reciprocate that appreciation by stabbing him in the fucking back, would you? That was for her. No, you wouldn't.
No.
Okay.
Some people are pieces of shit, though.
Most people
yeah.
are pieces of shit. I fully agree. But like I said, I looked at her. I looked into her.
It's good, yeah.
I talked
to her.
Sour soul. I smelled her. Everything seemed okay. It was mm-hmm. on the up and up. So, and I'm not, you know, big and fat anymore. I can hold my own. I've never been in a fight, but I like to think I could take a bitch down if need be.
I kind of...
If it came to fisticuffs, I think I'd come out on top. I
bet
hope.
This show would be more funny if you were still fat.
Just sitting here like, oh, hey, pass me those Cheetos,
you'd
bro.
Just be eating candy the whole show.
Oh, God. Well, I still have all the skin from when I was fat, so maybe we can fill it out or something. God, that's gross. I'm sorry. So, yeah, I don't know. And I kind of rationalized
Paula
it.
Paula says, this is the same brilliant character that lost $300 trusting total strangers in Miami.
That was a social experiment. Thank you very much. And it was $200. Get fucked. God, you know, they always bring that back. So, you know, guys, I did this for you. Okay, that's how I rationalize it. I'm like, you know, so I take her home.
Yeah,
maybe,
that's...
Hold on.
Okay,
hold
wait,
on.
No,
hold on.
Let me say this real quick. On the way here, Matt would not tell me what was happening. But he's like, okay, just so you know, if, like, anything... If you see anything
hey,
or...
Hey, she's right there.
I know.
Okay.
But you're like, if you see anything, like, weird or anything's missing, just... Trust me, it's more for the show than
no,
it
what
is
I told
me.
You is when you
that's what you said.
When we get to my house and when you walk in and you see when you walk in, just know, keep the one thought in your mind that I did this for the show more than I did it for me. Just keep that in the back of your mind when you walk into the house and see what I've done. That's what I said.
Mm-hmm.
So I rationalize this to myself as I tend to do, right? Like, hey, it's okay. You can shoot dope one more time because you had a bad day. And you know what? This is going to cheer you the fuck up, son. You're not going
to
get anything done
What's
if you're in a bad mood.
What's this have to do with the show, though?
Oh, nothing. But I'm saying, that's how I rationalize it. I'm like, so...
That's not rational at all, though.
It is if you would shut the fuck up for a second and listen to what I'm saying. Listen to the words that come out of my mouth, okay?
I get sick of it after a while.
Sorry. That makes two of us.
Well, how long has it been that I've been listening to the words coming out of your mouth? It's been an hour.
Okay, shut the fuck up. So, I'm fucking... Pilichick says I'm having problems breathing, laughing too hard. See, this is funny, right? Ha ha ha, we're making jokes here. But it's serious.
About your life.
Seriously, guys, seriously. Help me. Jamal.com/donate, help us. But no, so I'm going over it in my head. I'm like, okay, so I take her home... We chill, she's normal, everything's cool. I drop her off where she needs to go, no harm, no foul. Worst case scenario, she's completely fucking cuckoo Cocoa Puffs, and she freaks the fuck out, and just crazy shit goes off and popping like nobody's fucking business.
Mm-hmm.
awesome for the show, not so much for me personally.
Right.
But that's going to be a great fucking story.
Assuming
like,
we're able
you
to
did
do the show
what?
After the
adult. Egg? What the? You did what? You picked up a what the fuck? You didn't take her back to a seedy fucking blue and white motel room like you usually do. You brought her to home base, to the HQ. Are you out of your fucking mind? No, see, worst case.
I love
great
how
story.
You
great fucking story.
I love how you feel encouraged to just make bad choices in life just so you can have a better show the next day.
Is that good
no,
for me? Is that
no.
good for the star player for number 1?
Cuz pretty soon you're going to make so many bad choices for the show and
Nigga
there will be no show.
Nigga's going to get shot.
Yeah.
That's or, how it's going
to
end.
Or we're not going to have the equipment to do it with anymore.
Shazam says blood all splashed across the jam hole banner.
That's all you see is a camera just blood everywhere.
Oh god. That's how it all came to be. And, you know, we hung out, and she's cool. She just, you know, lost her way somewhere along dating one scumbag to the next or whatever. And that's how guys are. I totally understand. So, I don't know. I would like to mention real quick, you know, that whole thing I was saying about how I can't ever find, like, a nice girl that has no kids and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Anyone want to take a shot in the dark how many kids she has? I just want to throw that out to the chat real quick. It's more than 0 and less than... No, it's not 0. Wait, 11? No, not 11. Not
no,
6.
No, he said 0. That's
not
part
3,
of his name.
Not 2. You guys are all wrong. No,
7.
Not
no.
7. Not 3.
No,
well,
not
the,
8. Not
the
1.
The Wanted says...
Not 6.
Hold on. The Wanted says... Oh, Jeremy wins! We have a winner. Yes. She has 5 kids. See, the Wanted says she has 3, like he knows her. Is this your ex, dude? Did you cheat on her and make her have to come to my house? Because I just want to say thank you if you did. He says, haha, yeah, man, that she was mine. Hey, your boyfriend or ex-boyfriend's on the chat. Is there anything
he
you
said
wanna...
3, though. Did she have 3 when they were together?
No. MDS. MDS says, get the fuck out of here. 5 question mark exclamation point. I know. 2 of them are twins, though, so that Shazam says, who the fuck has 5 kids? Well, she does, and I'm sure they're very nice children. But none of them are here, and that's the important part. That Viola chick says, my vag hurts. That makes 3 of us.
Wow.
Well, I'm glad you all enjoyed that as much as I enjoyed actually living that. But she is really nice, and yeah, so that's that. Oh, goodness
God, some
gracious.
Of the shit that these people say.
I know.
It blows me away.
It's amazing. I'm sorry, I can't get distracted from looking at that. So, yeah, real quick again, if you guys do want to call in and voice any opinions on anything that was just said, definitely feel free. 406-204-GOT-P, or you can Skype the jam hole, all lowercase, all one word. You ready to do some fucking confessions, motherfucker?
It.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you stripping? Oh. I wish I was a girl! Starting it off. Excuse my face,
Jesus.
I'm a pig. Starting it off strong.
All these gas leaks coming from your face.
I gotta get blunted to do this.
Huh? No.
I wish I was a girl! I hate the way I am right now. Have you ever been in this position? Have you ever just been like, God,
I've never hated being a girl.
I wish I was a fucking girl.
No.
No? I think
have
that,
you ever wished you were
yes,
a girl?
Yes, honestly, I
wouldn't mind being a girl for like a day, but I like the added bonus of being male.
Yeah, well, I just think, like, if I was a girl, I would be just a hot, sexy fucking whore, but I would be the richest fucking whore the likes of which this planet has
Why
never
is that?
Seen. Because... I
you
know.
Just be selling yourself?
I'm in control. I got the fucking pussy, dude. I would be running shit, dude. I would. They would fucking nominate. They wouldn't even have the elections. They would just be like, "You, that bitch. You're our new president. Fucking lead us." It just. I know that because of how everything is now. I would be like. I would. T- take complete and full advantage of having a vagina and boobs, and I would fucking monetize the shit out of myself. Fucking internet web shows, fucking escort service.
You'd
I'd
be
make
a porn
house
star.
Calls. Oh, fuck.
Stripper,
yeah,
hooker.
Fuck, yeah. You seen Two Girls, One Cup? I would put that shit to shame, son.
I would like you. I almost wish you were a girl now just so I could witness
dude,
the biggest whore in the
I
world.
I would be the richest bitch this planet has ever
and
fucking
the biggest
known.
Whore.
Oh, my Christ. You have no fucking idea.
What is this? What, we're switching lighters.
I can't deal with those lighters. Okay. Being a guy just doesn't... This is the same one. Being a guy just doesn't feel right. Hey, dude, if being a guy doesn't feel right, that means you're doing it wrong. If only I was a girl, maybe then I'd be able to be properly happy. That is so sad. In 2009, you know, we had so many hopes and dreams for this year. We got a black president. We got some soul in the White House, finally.
True.
Our economy is recessed, but that's fine. We still
well,
think...
Well, you know, he's going to bring us back.
Oh, man. This is going to be a comeback. Britney made a comeback, and the economy. Two
and
things.
America's making
2009.
A comeback. Hey, if Britney can make a comeback, so can America.
That's what I'm saying. America, yeah. Britney, 2009 is your year. Mm-hmm. And then we have this little fucking faggot. I wish I was a girl because my mommy didn't hug me enough when I was a baby. And now I just wish I had a vagina. I hate my life. Like, what has to happen to a man? Like, I've been through some fucking shit. But I'm not like, oh, God, I wish I was a woman. Oh, God. Like, it'd be nice. But I'm not, like, wishing, like, oh, God, I'm going to go to the doctor and actually make my dream come true. You know? Like, what has to happen to you to just forsake thy penis?
You must really just not want to be a guy, I guess. You just don't feel like you're supposed to be a guy.
I don't know, man. I just...
I don't get how you can feel that way. I don't understand how you could think you want to be another sex if you don't even know what it's like. I mean, you've been that your whole life. How do you know that?
Yeah, I could see, like, trying it out, like, walk a mile in someone else's shoes type of thing. Like, I could see trying it out just to see how the other side lived. And like I said, if I could do it knowing what I know now, like, knowing how men act and shit... Then, yeah, I would totally do it, but I'm not like, something happened in my life and now I wish I was a girl. Like, did you get raped by your bros? This is a classic case, textbook case of bro rape.
Yeah. Paula says, Braden, she may be an axe-wielding Jehovah's Witness. Why don't you stay over with them just in case? Keep the phone handy.
I sleep with the gun. It's okay. That's awesome. Yeah, that's... I was just curious, like, what single thing has to happen in your life that you just snap and you're like, God, I want to be a girl. Like, I don't know what kind of event horizon just has to take place for that to happen.
Do you want to be a guinea pig? Can we just try out different things on you until
you
snap?
That's what I'm saying. Look at everything that's happened to me. If I had a nickel for every knife in my back I've had from a girl, like, I would be a rich motherfucker. But I don't know. That's not enough to be like, oh, I just wish I was a girl. That's just enough to be like, God, I wish women weren't such fucking bitches. Like, that's all that does.
That just makes you wish you were gay, which you almost did once.
I didn't wish I was gay. I said I wish there was another option between women and then dudes. Like, that would be fine, except for the whole, you're a dude, and I don't want my scruffy rubbing on your scruffy, you know what I mean? When we're getting scruffy. Like, I don't want that. That's awkward and uncomfortable.
I know, I just shaved today.
I just shaved this morning. I want to live! Yes, I want to live! But apparently that is too much to ask of this fucked up universe.
Wow.
But damn it, Jim, I want to live! The universe won't let me. Damn you, universe! What's wrong? What happened with the universe?
I think this guy is gonna be a chick soon.
Oh, I want to live... .. as a chick. But I guess being a guy and wishing he was a girl is just too much to ask for this fucked up universe. Man, if this is a universe where a guy can't live being a dude for the first 20 years of his life and then turn into a chick like a transformer for the last 20 years of his life, then my friend, that is a universe I don't want any part of. I hate the CD he made me. You know that one, that mix,
right.
Like, hey, I made you a mixtape.
You should listen to it.
I hate it! I hate the CD he made me, because it reminds me of him. But, hey, look at me, hey. Not that. What, do
I
we
was
have
just
a
reading
problem?
How
what?
Paulo,
what?
Paulo says Matt's acting is getting Shakespearean.
Why, thank you. It's Juilliard.
Yeah.
I spent a lot of money to be able to act in this manner.
It's that 4 years of acting school that I keep hearing about.
I never see that degree, though. Weird, huh?
Yeah. Off you think print. It'd be hanging off up.
To, it's a PDF.
They just emailed it to you.
The college I went to actually went green, so we believe in paperless degrees.
Right.
Right.
It's actually an online college.
I actually have my PhD. I just haven't printed them out yet.
Okay.
Wait, hold on. What? What, did you just ask if you could take a shower?
Yeah.
Oh.
I said, yeah.
Okay.
Did you just say yes?
Yes, that's fine. Oh, funny. You could wait for me. I'm kidding, that's a joke.
No towels in there.
Oh, God, really? You wow. have... Hey, guys, I know you're doing a radio show, but hey, can I take a shower?
No.
Is it still on?
I think so.
It's fine, just... Hey. Business as usual. Alright, so if you guys want to watch her taking a shower, drag the Jamhole 3 account into the window, and you'll see that. That was a good idea.
I know.
That was your idea, wasn't it?
We
hey,
talked
Matt,
about
we should
it.
Totally put a camera in your bathroom.
We talked about it, and no one thought we were serious.
Because all the fucking hoes you have come over here,
right.
That'd be a cool thing to have.
Well, like, you have lots of hoes come over here because they only... stick around for a couple days.
Right, because they're
That's
hanging
they're
out
scared.
With their friend that I'm actually trying to date because she seemed like the nice one.
Right.
But then you gotta go with the hoes, I guess.
Yes. What do you do?
Yeah, no, but seriously, she's nice. I don't know.
I agree.
Other than the five kids thing. Like, I can... Yeah. Where were we? Sorry, guys.
I don't know.
Fucking rude, right?
That's crazy.
Hey, guys, can you pause what you're doing... That's,
so I can take a shower?
Right.
It's like, just go take one.
Hey, like, can you just take me home now? I know you're in the middle of something, but could you just drop me off real quick?
Yeah.
She's probably listening, like, that motherfucker.
Oh, she totally is. You can hear in there so well. Paula says Matt should install revolving door.
A what?
A revolving door where? To the bathroom?
We were in your mom. Nice, dude. I was in my mom, too. What a coincidence.
Whoa.
Not like recently. It was
right.
Probably about 28 years ago
about
now.
About, roughly.
Something like that. Rough ETA.
Yeah.
Okay, so where were we? I hate the CD he made me, because it reminds me of him. But I really like the songs. Like, man, I drop it like it's fucking hot. Oh,
good.
She's not... Okay, hold on again.
Hey, are you naked yet?
He's in the bathroom showing her how to use the shower. Well, she's naked, I think. She naked?
No. Maybe. No.
Maybe.
That's none of your fucking business. Okay, sorry. Where were we? Chick taken. That's a first, huh? That's a jam hole first, bitches!
We should almost leave all that in there.
I know! It will, give it a minute.
And then...
And if it's not, turn the right knob to the right. Okay. Sorry. Again. They're all like, what's happening? What are they doing?
Yeah, no,
this isn't awkward, but you're all naked. Okay. So, I hate the... Oh, fuck. See, it got me out of my rhythm now.
We need to... Can
hey,
we stop?
4 years of Juilliard, son. I can
well, that's
this.
It for episode 143.
Is it?
I don't know.
Should we just do some news?
Yeah, probably.
Here, let me read a couple choice ones real quick. I love him! Even though we are together. Like, I love him, even though we are together, right? Got it?
Meaning not the person you love.
Right, I think. That's what it sounds like.
Right.
Comma. I am terrified. Fucking, I am freaked the fuck out. I am terrified.
Don't be scared.
I am scared.
Don't be.
I'll try, but I still am kind
of. I'm here for you.
I'm terrified he won't let himself get over loving her, ellipsis. Or that she will suddenly change her mind one day and decide, she wants him for herself. Ooh. Sounds like a little love triangle, if
those
you know what
fun.
I mean. Oh, aren't
God.
They?
God.
It's like a little bit better than the love circle, you know, that where you just keep chasing her.
Yeah.
And never end. That's the
that's
love
worse.
Circle.
That's worse.
Right.
Have you ever been in the love square?
Yes.
You don't want to be there.
No. It's like a bad game of doubles tennis.
Seriously.
But, like, you're blindfolded, and you just... I love you! ... But... Not your blank... Well, I love you, but I don't love your... blank. What do you think? I love you. Horse. MDS says horse. That is a good guess, but
I don't
nay.
Know.
Hey, nay. Nay. That right. is incorrect.
Yeah.
Finally, huh? That's awesome. Finally get to use that in a really, like, and
it actually
not just
works.
Nay because nay right. is a cool way to say negative, but nay because horse goes...
Yeah,
don't make
you kind of like a horse.
My, don't make me explain my jokes. I'm hung like a horse. See, notice how I rang the bell, because that was a joke, because I'm really not. Okay. Hung like a tick.
I don't fucking know.
Family.
Oh.
I love you, but not your family. Comma, they are blank.
Assholes.
Insane.
Oh, crazy. Oh, okay.
They are absolutely cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. I always wanted a nice wedding, comma, but we will have to elope because they will ruin our wedding. Elope? Isn't that something horses you do to a horse? You have to elope your... Is that?
No.
Am I thinking of something else?
I thought
do
eloping
people,
was just, like, having sex.
That's fucking, actually. Or reproducing.
Yeah, but I thought it was another word for that. Or just having a kid or something.
Elope. Hey, MDS, what does elope mean? Lope is a gate? What? No, not a lope. The chat's making that's
yeah,
funny.
That's joke.
Who was that?
Sneak away to get married.
Elsia? Is that how you say your name? I don't know. Oh, is that what that means? Elope?
Sneak
okay,
away
that
get
makes
married.
Sense then because I love you but not your family because they're totally fucking nuts. Even though I always wanted a nice wedding, I'll settle for an elope. Ing, I'll
right.
get eloped because they, your crazy fucking nuts fucking family, they will ruin our wedding.
So they're just gonna like run to Vegas,
right?
And
just
get
like drive through real quick.
Yeah,
she can
just a really
give me
quick marriage.
She can consummate the marriage with some roadhead until we get back home. I wish everyone could just get along. Weird 8. Parenthesis, which is a weird... Oh, it's a sad face with glasses. Okay, I get it. That sucks. You're the woman, so, like, your one dream in life is to grow up, find a nice rich dude, and have a big, beautiful wedding. You found a dude that you kind of love, I guess, but his family's completely fucking nuts. So you love him enough to where you're going to settle for... an eloping.
Right.
And not that nice wedding you've always wanted.
You're going to make a sacrifice.
Because of his fucked up crazy family.
Yeah.
That sucks. I give this marriage 3 months. I'm 17 and I've never had a blank in my entire life.
Huh. I've never had a... I don't know.
Take a fucking guess and try and make it funny. This is a comedy
a blow job.
That's funny, but no, a girlfriend. Jesus Christ, Braden.
I don't know.
Now you have two things in common with this guy. I'm an outcast, and I haven't been close enough to become good friends with anyone. I spend all my day on the internet. Is this one yours, Frankie? today is my birthday. Cheers, fuckface. Happy birthday to you, 717-457-588. Today is my birthday, and I have no one to celebrate with.
That's sad.
I spent my entire birthday on the internet, doing nothing. Cheers to that.
Yeah, I know how that is.
I'm so depressed. I'm so afraid that I'll be like this forever.
Oh, shit.
You know what might help remedy that situation?
Get some friends.
Get off the internet and actually go into the real world.
Yeah.
It's not so bad.
Yeah, it's all right. Like, if you had as many real friends as you do MySpace friends, you wouldn't be so depressed.
That is true.
Yeah.
That is absolutely true. I'm so depressed. Oh, wait. I read that. Drink. I don't know what's going to happen to me. Well, should we just blow it for him and tell him exactly what's going to happen to him? You are going to live with your parents for the rest of their lives.
Right.
They're going to die.
You're
not
going to
notice it because you don't ever leave the basement until, you know, your little Mountain Dew chute that your mom just puts them in and it comes down to you.
Or
know?
Someone doesn't pay.
Right.
The internet bill doesn't get paid.
Right, the internet goes off and the router's upstairs. So he goes up there. His parents are fucking dead and decaying. He's like, power cycles around and goes back downstairs. Fucking Skypes 911.
That would be awesome.
That's what's gonna happen to you, dude. You're probably never gonna have, like, real sex, like full sex, unless it's, you know, on the internet, but
right.
That doesn't count.
You can't have,
like,
full sex.
I don't know if you
internet.
Know this or not, but jerking off while you're watching porn isn't actually real sex. Like, I don't know if you were aware of that, but I felt like I had to be the one to tell him that, you know. I'm 16 and I'm addicted to blank.
Meth.
No, good call, but no, nicotine. I smoke cigarettes. I'm 16. That is illegal. I don't know what to do or how to stop. That is a tough place
Better
to be.
Better buy some patches.
Are you sucking dick for the cigarettes yet? Excuse me? You don't have a microphone, so you have to Do you want a microphone? I will get you one, seriously. Everyone wants you to have a microphone, actually. I'm sorry. I would think that my friends would be supportive of my decision to stop, but they smoke all the time and right in front of me. And when I told them I wanted to quit, you know what they fucking did, Braden?
What's that?
They fucking laughed at me saying, good luck.
You're addicted.
Fuck!
You're fucked.
What do I do? I can't stop this. I can't keep bumming cigarettes from my friends. I'm getting in debt. Pretty soon I'm going to be dick deep in my fucking throat just trying to satisfy this nicotine addiction I have. I can't tell my parents because they're
rough.
Christians and they'll kick me out. Like, what do I do, Braden?
I don't know. You
I'm
need
16.
You need to get addicted to something else.
You need to get the gum, the nicotine gum, or
the
patch.
Or something.
The patch. But chances are you are... You started smoking at a young age. I started when I was probably 15 or 16. Good luck with that. That's exactly what his friend said. They just laughed saying, good luck.
Shazam says, oh, wow, a 16-year-old cigarette smoker? Really? That's a confession? Go go stay with Matt.
Yeah, that's true, huh? This other guy's like, God, I wish I could be a girl. And you're struggling with cigarette. Oh, next one's going to be, dude, I'm addicted to tofu. What do? Help me.
I can't afford it.
All right, couple more here. He didn't care about me at all. Do you fucking believe that, jerk off?
I do.
He didn't care about me at all. What kind of fucking guy just doesn't care about me at all? I mean, what the fuck? He said he loved me. He said I was the one. I gave him my venene. What a,
your what?
My venene.
What's that?
That's the thing between my legs.
Oh.
you put in a penis and a baby comes out.
Right. Never heard it called a vagina.
He didn't care. He didn't care about me at all. He was just using me to blank until his ex got back into town. What was he just using me for? He was using me to blank until his ex got back into town. I feel so cheap and used. I feel like a car. A used car. A cheap used car. Cheap, used, and rusty. Any guesses? He was just using me to blank. His ex is out of town.
Yes. That,
yes, bang, actually.
Oh.
To
well, same quote. Thing.
Right. He was just using me to bang until his ex got back into town. Typical, isn't it, though?
Yeah,
typical
true.
Male behavior. Typical alpha male behavior. I can't say that I'm at all surprised by this. And the last one for tonight, episode number 143. I still have saved the last text you ever sent me.
Wow.
I still have it. It's right here under saved items. There it is. Last text you ever sent me. Even though, huh, I have the last text. What did I drop? Never mind. I have the last text you sent me, even though I actually deleted your number out of my phone. Remember that night I told you to get fucked? I deleted your number right after that. But I still have the last text you ever sent me. It reminds me every day that we once had something other than this silence. We used to have something beautiful. And
you
now,
never had anything
now
beautiful.
You know what I have? I have this text message, the last one. I don't even have your number, except it's in the text message. So I probably could call you if I wanted to.
Right, just in case.
But I deleted that shit, you know. I just saved the text message. Because it reminds me of what the beautiful thing we once had.
What happened?
What happened to us?
I don't know.
What happened to us? What went wrong? We were so happy together. You used to text me all the time. You used to cyber text me. You remember that? You remember
cyber
when you were at work and I was texting you naughty things and you'd jerk yourself off and then you'd take a picture of it and you'd send it to me and I'd fucking finger bang the shit out of my vanene and take pictures and send it to you. Do you remember that?
I do.
I have the last text you sent me.
Those were the days.
Those were the... What happened to us?
I don't know. It was so beautiful.
It wasn't you. It was me.
Was it?
I still think of you. I read that last text message every goddamn night, Braden. All right. You ready to do some news here? Episode 143, before we get the fuck out.
Yeah.
We gonna do some clues tonight?
Yeah.
Call it in there.
Heads.
It is absolutely not heads. It is tails. This one is called Inappropriate Drive-Thru Customer. What do you think happened? Inappropriate drive-thru.
There's a lot of swearing.
What started as a typical... Let me lay the scene. Let me set the mood for you all, if you will. What started as a typical Sunday morning shift soon turned into a show for one McDonald's employee taking orders. Quote, "The first time he was clothed," says the cop. The first time.
Okay.
Can you see where this might be going?
Right. It's more than once.
It started out just a typical, just cold chilling on a Sunday morning, just kicking it at the Mickey D's, just chilling.
Who kicks it at the Mickey D's?
I do, because I work there. I'm Employee of the Month. Don't ever fucking forget that shit. How can I help you? I'm here to help you.
That's a great achievement you have.
You come here because I work here and I help you. The first time he was clothed. Now just keep that in mind, okay?
So what that, you're saying the second time he wasn't.
That is actually going to come into play later on in this story. The suspect captured by these surveillance pictures ordered several breakfast items on December 28th. Breakfast. Nothing I love more than a Sunday morning rolling over to Mickey D's getting some fucking, some Egg McMuffins, some hash browns, and just fucking shoving them up my fucking asshole. Because you know what? When I shit that shit out, that's exactly what it fucking looks like.
The McDonald's breakfast stuff is actually, I kind of like that.
Garbage.
How I like
put,
breakfast.
How can you put that shit in your body and call yourself a fucking human being?
That's the only thing
what
I
do
like at McDonald's.
Really?
Yeah.
That just, oh, Christ.
The
dude.
Breakfast isn't that
I
bad.
Challenge you. I want you to eat that for I want you to eat that every day, every morning, for 7 days.
No way.
And at the end of those 7 days, for the next 3 days, you tell me how tolerable your fucking asshole is, okay?
I feel like shit. You That's why I only eat it once in a while.
Okay,
so
well,
don't.
Even that, I don't know. Paula says, I like the big breakfast, too. Shazam says, Egg McMuffins kick ass.
See?
You guys
Fuck
are,
you, man.
You guys disgust me, okay? Not just because you listen to this fucking god-awful show.
Yeah, and you were the one that makes it.
You don't help. Oh, fuck. Quote, the individual drove through the drive-thru, and apparently his order was Wong.
Huh? That's,
yeah!
No.
Yeah, well, no, why?
Because it's not an Asian story.
Oh, get fucked. That's bullshit.
It's gotta be Asian for that to
it
work.
It can be whenever the word wrong is used.
No.
And I can setting
just,
rules on my jokes now.
That one? Just that one.
Okay, I'll give you that. He had money refunded to him, of course, but he came back several minutes later. Dun, dun, dun. Not satisfied, he returned within the hour to place a second order. Mm. I'll have the number two, if you know what
Please.
I mean, huh? Ah. Yeah, come on. Quote, when he came through the second time, and when he did, and when she did, what the where? What kind of sentence is this? When he came through the second time, and when she did, looked, the was naked from waist down and was masturbating. What?
Holy crap.
Jesus Christ. Can we use some fucking
Very
predicates here?
How about that professionalism there?
Where did you learn to conjugate the verb? Play school? I mean, come on. Huh? Have you ever conjugated a verb, Braden?
Mm-mm. I don't think so.
That's awesome. You know your show kicks fucking ass when you can crack grammar jokes and people in the chat room type lol.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so I don't know what the fuck that sentence means, but I guess the gist of it is the dude was naked from the waist down jerking off. And the
At
employee,
McDonald's?
Drive-thru.
Oh, the
In his car, fucking, I'll have the number two. You
hey,
fucked up my order.
Hey, did you forget to mention which state this is from?
No.
I'm pretty sure you did.
Did I?
Isn't this our most fucked
no.
up state? I thought this was.
That's another story, my
really?
Friend.
Wow, I thought that one was.
I'll wait till you're done railing this show into the fucking ground.
I didn't
No,
rail.
I'll wait. I got time. God knows. I ain't doing nothing.
Oh, okay.
Are you good?
Yeah.
Are you done?
Like it hasn't gotten railed into the ground already.
Good point. Are you done destroying my empire?
It was destroyed a while ago.
Okay, so dude, drive through McDonald's, breakfast. How do you fuck up an order to the point where the guy's like...
He was doing
like,
that
really?
Anyway.
That's ridiculous. Masturbating, the employee immediately beckoned attention of other employees to come over. Quote, all they could do is continue on with the sales transaction. What can you do? You know what I would have done?
You gotta let him finish.
You know what I would have done?
What?
Hot coffee.
Oops! That's
huh?
a good idea.
Fucking just, oh, yeah. Just dick and balls cooking.
I didn't
and shit.
Order coffee.
Oh, hey, that one's on the house. No, actually, it's on you. Get the fuck out of here before I kick your ass.
You got third degree burns on your dick.
You might want to go to the hospital.
It'd be a little protective as long as he kept his hand over it.
Paulo says he was making extra sauce.
Yeah.
That's a good point. I know nothing goes better with Mickey D's breakfast.
He's making his
semen.
Own fry sauce.
That's it, dude. You know what the secret ingredient is. They gave him his change, and after he left, they finally realized what had happened. Hey, did you see that? What
happened?
What just happened?
I don't know.
I was so dignitized. I was like, here's your change, sir. Was that guy jerking off?
Is that a dick?
Sir, excuse me. You forgot your... the change again sometime later, they realized, hey, I just realized something, Braden. We need to call the police.
A crime has just been committed.
I know, right? The suspect did not proceed to the next window to pick up his food. He did not pass go. He absolutely did not collect $200. The Lubbock police are looking for him. They say once found, he'll be charged with indecent exposure.
I knew that.
Absolutely. That is it for that story. What you got for us here? Episode 143, please.
This one is called Shoplifter Gets Run Over Twice by Her Getaway Car.
Pardon?
Yeah.
Your getaway car?
Yeah. Guess where this story comes from.
Florida?
Yeah.
Imagine that. Nice. Our most fucked up state. Absolutely. So, getaway car, that implies that you're probably doing something.
You're like stealing.
Not supposed
to. Shoplifting.
Right.
Well, it says shoplifter.
So, I don't know about, like, people in Florida. I don't know how they rob places and stuff. But around here, after you rob a place, I like to actually get in the getaway car
and then get away.
Not in front of it.
Right.
Like, under the tire.
Like, you get in
the
car.
Like, okay, I got it, go! Oh, fuck. You know, like, really? What are you doing?
Why did you lay in front of the car?
That is not good practice.
Authorities are looking for a shoplifter who was run over twice by her getaway car after stealing $1,200 worth of designer purses. From a Cape Carroll store.
Twice?
Yes.
Like,
twice.
So,
like, run over.
Dude, I think you just hit something. Fucking reverse.
Oh, yep, I did.
Is that insult to injury?
I don't know. Is it?
Oh, Christ. That's amazing.
A TJ Maxx security guard told police she saw a woman stuff 6 designer purses into her pants Tuesday morning and walk out of the store.
Is that 6 designer purses in your pants? Or you just happened to see me? No, seriously. You're under arrest. That's awesome. Holy Christ.
The guard said she was confronting the woman when a car pulled up.
Huh.
A report said the shoplifter tried to get into the vehicle but fell out and was run over by the car. She then got up and jumped onto the hood of the car.
Of course.
As the car was driving away, the report said the woman fell off and was run over again. On her third attempt, she finally made it into the vehicle.
Holla at you. Third time's a charm, right?
Yeah.
Again, if I was a billionaire, I would pay an easy $1 to $1.2 million to have been walking out of that store when that happened.
That
right
would
when
be
that
awesome.
Happened. Just like, out the door, got my the fuck is that? That you she see, just got hit. She just got hit again! Holy shit.
And she, like, asked for it, too. It's her fault.
How that, yeah, until I have been able to just videotape that and just watch it happen over and over again. But speaking of videotaping, at the bachelor party, you know the phrase that everyone is like, when something crazy happens, they're like, oh my god, this is going on, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know how many fucking times I heard that?
You seriously heard that?
It seems like, and it was just like a couple kids. And it seemed like just anytime anything like just crazy, like when he got the panties, when he got the bra, they were there. Like one kid had an actual like little fucking camera, like my Sony, and then the other kid just had his phone. And every fucking time, oh, you guys are gonna totally check my MySpace after tonight. This is going on there. This is gonna be so awesome. This is totally gonna be awesome on MySpace. This is going on YouTube. Just like, oh, it just, that is the equivalent of just sirens like drilling into my fucking temples and just, oh, nails on a chalkboard or
that's
listening to Don and Drew, either
yeah.
or. That is, oh. Just, if you're gonna tape stuff like that and it's going to go on YouTube, try not to point that out. Like, oh, guys, it's going, okay. Just do that for me, please.
That's it for that story.
Is that it for that story? Okay, yeah. What's the time and how many clues do we have to do, please?
The time is 1:47.
Okay, yeah, let's just do some clues and we'll get the fuck out of here.
I don't even want to do some clues.
Do you not want to do some clues?
I just don't want to be disgusted.
Like, we should do some clues.
Frankie's going to totally outdo 26,
I know.
And I'm going to throw up.
And that's all the more reason between that and having her here, I want the recording to pick up her going, oh my, what the fuck, what's wrong with you? But I don't know, I just think that would be pretty priceless. How many clues are there to this?
5, it looks like. Oh, and Frankie starts it off saying, not trying to outdo 26 here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's not trying to, but he's probably going to.
Okay, well, let's just do some fun clues and get the fuck out of here. TheJamble.com/forums, if you'd care to play along with us or post clues for us to deuce. Basically, you post a link to a picture, and then you post a clue. And from that clue, we have to figure out what the picture is. Easy as pie. What is the first clue, please?
Head reversal.
Head reversal. It's going to be a picture. It's gonna be just a head that, like, it's gonna be the back of the head, but with, like, 2 holes in it, so it looks like little bloody eye sockets. I think that's what it's gonna be. What do you
maybe,
think? Head reversal.
Maybe it's just a guy's, like, head, or his neck's broken,
yeah,
and his head's, like, all the way backwards.
Yeah, like a dead body, but, like, he's laying down, but his head is, like, pointing up and
yeah.
shit. Okay, I think that's probably what it is. Survey motherfucking says...
God.
Oh, it's a black dude with his penis where his head is and his head where his penis. Right the fuck on, guys. You never disappoint with this shit.
I'm disappointed.
Never disappoint. Jeremy says, do some clues. There are new listeners. Right on. I love it when we have new listeners. That's fantastic. Sweet. What is the next clue, please?
Next clue is tough love. And then the link says, make sure you read the text above.
Holy shit, they were right. That Alicia chick's pretty sexy. Sorry, I just noticed she had a camera on. I was like, huh, I wonder what she looks like. Thank you.
Hey, we're doing a show here?
Oh, sorry. What's the
tough love.
Tough love, right. It's gonna be...
I didn't want to know.
It's gonna be just, like, when you're just having, like, raw fucking sex, and your dick's just like, oh, please, enough. Just, like, tough love. Like, you're... Or it's going to be some, like, gay fucking jailhouse.
It's
going to
be something disgusting.
Some jailhouse fucking sex.
No, tough love. It's probably like someone was fucking a little too hard.
Okay, it's
you know what I mean.
Something to do with fucking and your penis is not happy. What is the goddamn fucking picture survey fucking says, please? What is that? Oh,
oh,
that's
another one
we
of
saw
those.
That.
Yeah.
Someone used that as a clue a while ago.
Did they?
Yeah.
It's probably 26.
It was one of the shows you weren't on, I think.
Next right. clue.
Next clue, please.
Should have let go of that firework. Someone got their hand blown off.
Yes, firework blown to shit. Survey fucking says, yes, a hand. Absolutely. Point for both
disgusting.
Of us. Finally, that's pretty brutal.
Yeah.
Huh? Are you grossed out yet? No?
I think that's pretty gross.
It's like, shit, I've had 5 kids. This ain't nothing. I can handle this shit. What is next clue, please?
What I like to call black breakdown.
Black breakdown or break it down?
Breakdown.
Breakdown. What I like to call black breakdown.
I don't understand what that means.
It's a little something I like to call black breakdown. Is that like one of those bizarre sex term kind of things?
I don't know.
This one's called the black breakdown.
Maybe.
Know. Does it involve a horse cock? Because if it is, we'll just go to
Can
the
we
next
just skip
one.
It?
Yeah. I don't know, man.
I don't
you
know either.
Stump me on this one. It's going to be a black dude all fucking cut up and dissected. That's what I think. That's my guess. Survey fucking says.
Oh, I'll just go look.
It's, what, dude, bro.
You should get that fixed.
You should get that looked at.
His
that
leg
is
rotting away.
Yeah,
we're
going to have
gnarly.
We're going to have to cut it off at the knee,
yeah.
actually. Yeah, it's like,
gone.
Oh, I get
all
it.
All the muscles gone.
Black breakdown. Like
right.
His okay. Because
it's all black breaking
that's
down.
That's gross.
Yeah.
That is gross. All right, next clue, please.
This is the last one.
Last clue.
Face off.
Face
maybe
off.
Someone with his face cut off.
Absolutely.
Like, totally.
Or it's a picture of Nicolas Cage in that movie, Face Off.
Yeah,
survey
that too.
Fucking says, yes, it
wow.
is actually somebody's face off. That is
yes.
really gross.
That
thank
is
you.
Really weird.
I would wear that for Halloween.
That's my Halloween.
I
mask.
Would scare the shit out of whoever's fucking husband that was.
Yeah.
Like, hey, honey. And then I'd pull it off, and then I'd rape her.
You could be Leatherface for Halloween.
Ah, yeah, that's funny. That's a joke.
Just gotta get a chainsaw.
All right. Well, fuck. I think that about does it for
episode
143. You got anything else you'd care to say? How's work been going? Still good?
Sure.
Good? How's your life? How's your steez?
My steez is hot.
Yeah? Mm. I hear you're about to get accepted into a local metal band. Is this true?
I already was.
Really? That's not what I heard, actually. I heard they had to vote on it.
Well, yeah, that happened, though.
Oh, well, I guess you just never told me.
Oh, I'm sorry. It did.
What happened to us?
A few days ago.
What happened to us?
What do you mean?
We used to be so happy.
I know.
Used to tell me everything. You know, you used to be so excited when I got home off work, and you'd be in the kitchen baking cookies and shit with your little apron on that says hot buns. And what happened? What happened to us?
I don't know.
We barely even talk anymore. Are you getting that itch, that 7-year itch?
No.
Are you cheating on... Are you having an affair?
I'm not, I swear.
Brayden. Thank you guys so much to everyone that joined us in the jamhole.com/live video. If you guys haven't already, it's the middle of fucking January, the jamhole.com/vote. We're hanging in there at around 24, 25, whatever the fuck. Fuck. If we made you laugh at least once tonight, flip us $5, jamhole.com/donate. you ever have anything to say, you can go to jamhole.com, your email info at thejamhole.com. We have a little comment form on there. You can leave comments on the messages, or you can go to thejamhole.com/forums, leave us comments there, sign up, hang out, interact. It's our little community, our little HQ. Thejamhole.com/Twitter/YouTube/MySpace. That's about it.
I think that's it.
See you guys Wednesday for episode number 144. Until then, goodbye.
Bye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. TheJamHole.com.